And now, James Gravel.
Welcome to the last lesson in our series on the will of God. How thrilling it is to consider the blessings that living within the will of God provides for Christians in the here and now. In Romans 2 verse 10, the Apostle Paul spoke of how we receive glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good. And in Romans 2 verse 7, he spoke of the eventual reward that living within the will of God shall one day confer upon us, eternal life to those who, by patience, continue in doing good. It is little wonder, then, that Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him." Perhaps Jesus Himself put it best when He said, "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." John 10, verse 10. Doing the will of God is the only means by which the abundant life shall ever become a reality for any of us. Let us then ask ourselves, what manner of persons ought we to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God? 2 Peter 3, verses 11 and 12. Today, if you are not a Christian, you are not living within the will of God. But you can live in the will of God if you're willing to believe that Jesus is God's Son, John 3:16. Repent of your past sins, Luke 13:3. Confess Christ as the Son of God, Romans 10, verse 10. Be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, Acts 2:38, and live faithfully unto death, Revelation 2 and verse 10. When you do these things, you will be doing the will of God, and you can say, as Paul did in Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13, "I have learned, in whatever state I am in, to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." When you become a Christian, you will be just a Christian, a member of the Church of Christ, nothing more, nothing less.